From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The Ultra Music Festival is back in the news again, but not because of the issue of crowd control and security that marred Ultra this past March. This is about free tickets for Miami City lawyers and Bayfront Park Management Trust officials, who are volunteers. The Miami City attorney was asked to look into whether they broke the law by getting comp tickets worth $850. The opinion? No, they did not. The city charter does say free tickets are a misdemeanor, but the auditor general who raised the questions acknowledges there is somewhat of a loophole, that ethics guidelines allow the free tickets and VIP passes when it is for, quoting here, the public benefit. One South Florida leader is at odds with the spraying policy, followed by Miami-Dade mosquito control. South Miami commissioners voted to halt the spraying at the urging of the city's mayor. Marva Hinton reports they've designated the city a wildlife sanctuary, hoping to opt out of the spraying, and the mayor explains why.
South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard is more than a politician. He's also a biology professor at Florida International University, and he says there are better ways to kill mosquitoes than widespread aerial spraying. He says the spray used in Miami-Dade's mosquito control program also threatens butterflies and a rare Florida bat. That's why he favors a more old-fashioned approach.
So we have begun surveying the entire city for derelict swimming pools. And we know that, you know, with the housing foreclosures, sometimes people who are down on their fortunes, stop maintaining their swimming pools. Those pools become a huge breeding ground for the mosquitoes that carry human disease.
And if the home is a foreclosure, the bank is responsible for cleanup. The county believes there are more benefits than risk associated with the insecticide used in aerial spraying. Next week, we'll have a full interview with Mayor Stoddard to learn more about his concerns. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?